Every Rabi' al-Awwal, we remember the birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa ala alihi wa sallam. We celebrate the Mawlid of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa ala alihi wa sallam. But the Mawlid is not just getting together and reciting various kalams, etc. It's also about reminding ourselves why, what was the purpose that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa ala alihi wa sallam was sent, to whom was Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam sent? Huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyin rasulun minhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent amongst the unlettered people a messenger from amongst themselves. And why? To teach them, to purify them, to uplift them, to guide them, and to bring them from darkness to light. The Mawlid is not a cultural tradition. It's a revival of purpose to reignite and enlighten within our hearts and souls love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, to recommit to the message of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He is a rahmah for all of the worlds, to bring some of that mercy in our speech, to bring that mercy in our dealings, to bring that mercy in every action of ours. Yes, attend the Mawlid and leave the Mawlid changed people, and walk out of the Mawlid as a better person, as somebody who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more, and somebody who wishes to become a true and a good ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, to allow the world to see within us the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of Islam, the compassion taught to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, who was born in this blessed month, the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. So let's allow Mawlid to bring about a revolution within our lives, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.